Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. South Sudan's rival leaders have called on their forces to halt fighting, which threatens to tear apart a fragile peace agreement and unity government. But fighting raged for a fifth day across Juba Monday, hours after the United Nations Security Council called on leaders in South Sudan to control their forces. Margaret Bashir has more.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged the Security Council to take action on three fronts.
First, impose an immediate arms embargo on South Sudan. Second, enact additional targeted sanctions on leaders and commanders blocking the implementation of the agreement. Third, fortify the UN mission in South Sudan, UNMISS.
On Sunday, the Security Council said it would consider boosting UN troop and police levels to help quell the violence and urged regional countries to prepare to contribute forces. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the U.S. will send 560 troops to help the Iraqi government retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State group. Carter spoke Monday during a visit to Baghdad.
This contingent will help the Iraqis establish a logistical springboard for their offensive in Mosul, which Prime Minister Abadi reaffirmed to me that he wants to accomplish this year.
He said the additional troops will be sent to support the newly retaken K-Yara Air Base West, which will serve as a logistics and air hub for the coalition. The North Korean government says it is closing one of its last lines of communications with the United States. It says diplomatic communications through its UN office in New York will end in retaliation for U.S. sanctions against leader Kim Jong-un. This is VOA News.